My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, that's exactly how he envisions it, of course. We're talking about hourly workers. And, of course, when you work overtime in this country beyond 40 hours, you get time and a half. And the president's saying if you're one of those select hard workers that's really busting your rear end to try to make good in Kamala Harris's economy, then you should get a tax cut. And I think it fits fully, Margaret, with his entire tax agenda, which is we want American workers to get tax cuts under President Trump's policies. And we want to actually penalize companies that are shipping jobs overseas through tariffs. And Kamala Harris's tax policies are, in fact, the inversion of that. She wants to raise taxes on American workers and actually reward companies for shipping jobs overseas. So it is a really stark contrast between the agenda of Donald Trump and of Kamala Harris.
So J.D. Vance there, the vice presidential candidate on the Donald Trump ticket, is talking about that new moment, that new thing that we've heard from President Trump about not taxing overtime. We've heard he doesn't want to tax tips. I'm sure very soon Kamala Harris also will not want to tax overtime. Let's get to a man who's advising Donald Trump on economics, has before and continues to now to do now. Steve Moore is a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, we continue to hear specific plans from the Trump administration on how he's going to give this economy back to the American people. What do you think about his latest comment on overtime?
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. I think it's an interesting idea. I haven't looked through the whole ramifications of it, but I think the idea of giving a little bit of a raise to people who work hard. You know, my first job was working in a warehouse in outside of Chicago. And I was making $4 an hour, so that tells you how old I am. But, so I tried to get as much overtime as I could so I could make $6 an hour, so I can get the time and a half. But then you're penalized because you pay a higher tax rate, you know, as your income goes up. And I think Trump is onto something here with saying, well, maybe we shouldn't tax that extra time that people put in for the extra hours. I think it's that clip you just played. You know, Trump is always thinking about the working class, you know, and how you can make life better for people who've been really singed by, Biden's policies. They're the people who've suffered the most from Biden inflation. You know, the average family's lost about 4% of their income in real terms since Biden's come into office. So this is a good way to maybe give them a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. And I, for one, appreciate hearing new ideas from the Trump administration. When Kamala Harris is asked in a local Pennsylvania interview.
She has a plan. Wait. Hold on. She's got a plan.
Don't
you know that?
What is
it? She told us. She's got a plan.
I don't understand.
We don't quite know what
her.
It is.
Yeah.
There's a plan.
That's the problem.
And look, I thought, you know, you and I haven't talked since the debate.
Yeah.
And I think Trump can do better than that. I think it was, you know, he was fine, but I know he could really deliver more, you know, much more punchier statements. But I thought his best statement of the night, Annie, was his last statement, his closing argument, when he said, all we've heard from in this debate is Kamala with all these, the new plan, and we've got these great ideas for this and that. And he said, you guys have been in power for 4 years. Why haven't you done it? And it's a great line. I mean, does anybody think, Kamala's going to come in with this new agenda? What is this absurd statement? We're going to turn the page? I hope we turn the page from Bidenomics. It's been a disaster.
We're speaking with Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation. I encourage you to check him out and the hotline that he sends out every day. I enjoy getting that. It keeps me up to speed on the details of what needs to happen with our economics. Donald Trump continues to push out these positions on the economy. We don't really hear specifics, details from Kamala Harris, but we do know that the Fed is meeting here shortly, and we might see some rate cuts this week, Wednesday. I'm wondering what you expect to happen, what you hope will happen, and what that will mean for the American people.
Well, I think you could justify a quarter percentage point rate reduction in interest rates right now. Inflation has come down, but you know those higher prices are still in the system, as you know. I mean, everything's still 20 to 25% more expensive, thanks to Biden, which is a big bite out of people's purchasing power. But I guess I would be in favor as you may know, I was nominated by Trump to be on the Federal Reserve Board. I didn't make it through the process. But if I were on the board, I think I'd probably vote for a quarter point reduction. But look, here's the point. Our problems are not monetary right now. I mean, right now we have inflation pretty, you know, it's still a little too high, but it's come down. The problem is we've got a completely out of control regulatory process, government spending and debt. I don't know if you saw the news that we're now looking like this year we're going to probably borrow $2.1 trillion in 1 year in what's supposed to be a healthy economy. Why would we be doing that? I mean, it's one thing to borrow when you have a war or a pandemic, but why are we borrowing so much money now? That's a cancer cell in our economy. In the meanwhile, Kamala is talking about a $4.6 trillion tax increase. I'm here to tell you, I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, whatever you are, that's going to completely destroy the American economy. A $4.6 trillion economy and a tax on our businesses and investors and small businesses and our American companies, I mean, that's a plan that it sounds like Vladimir Putin came up with that to try to destroy the United States.
You know, I want to ask you about a detail that you just said there, because you kind of highlighted how people are told that this is supposed to be a good economy, but it's not doing what a good economy should do. I'm told regularly by Trump naysayers that we're not paying attention to how good the actual economy is. Wages are up and they're saying inflation is down and, you know, life is good. And then they always add that caveat on our economy is great compared to other nations. Why is the economy great and it's not able to be felt by the American people?
Yeah, well, look, you got 2 out of 3 Americans who have consistently said for the last 3.5 years that they think the country's going in the wrong direction and they think the economy's going in the wrong direction. And so, you know, they can, all the political pundits can say what they want. It doesn't matter what I say or what you say or what, you know, Kamala Harris says. People know. They know. They look at those kitchen table issues. They see that they're having a hard time paying their bills. They see that, the inflation is making everything they buy more expensive. They wonder whether they can take a vacation this year. They wonder if they can buy the Christmas gifts they wanted to because, you know, their incomes have fallen so much. So, we want this election. Let me be loud and clear about this. We want this election to be a referendum on the economy. And if the American people think that for the listeners of this, you think the economy is going well, you think 4 more years is a good idea, then vote for Kamala, because that's what she's going to give you, 4 more years of this.
Last question before we let you go. We're speaking with Steve Moore. We're always grateful to have him on here. How quickly will the American people be able to feel the economic impact of a second term of Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a funny question, because I've been telling people, look, I think it's going to be we're going to hit the ground running day one. I mean, we are so ready. and we're going to repeal by virtually all of Biden's, you know, ridiculous regulations, his green energy crap. We're going to start drilling for every barrel of oil we've got. We're going to start to, you know, provide pay raises for American workers. We're going to conquer the inflation rate. I think it's going to be immediate. I think within 3 months, we're going to have this economy turned around. I really do. By the way, I have, before we I go, I wanted to let you know one of the first announcements to you, which is that I have a book coming out with Arthur Laffer, the most famous economist in the world. And the title of the book is The Trump Economic Miracle. And it has all the data and statistics about what's happening, you know, what happened under Trump and what's happened. It's a kind of compare and contrast between his 4 years in office and these 4 years in office. So it'll be out probably on Amazon, available within a matter of a few days. Oh. And guess who wrote the foreword to the book?
Who?
Guess.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Whoa.
He did.
You're the only person who quizzes me like this, and I am so excited.
All right, I'm gonna give
when
you
I
one
get
more quiz.
Oh boy.
Are you ready for this second quiz?
No.
All right.
Let's go.
The original title of the book was called Trumponomics 2.0. But somebody told us they didn't like that title, and they thought it would be a better title to call it The Trump Economic Miracle. You know who that was?
Donald Trump.
You're two for two.
Yes! That's like being in Sunday school and answering the question Jesus when you don't know the answer.
You're the know-it-all who's always raising their hand and saying, I know.
Donald Trump.
But anyway, because people, it's just a paperback, but I think for people who want to know the truth about the economy, they should get that book, The Trump Economic Miracle, available in 10 days.
Well, we are going to promote that here when we have you on and in between as well. I'm going to read it, Steve Moore. Thanks for giving us the tip on that. We appreciate you.
Okay. Take care. Have a great week.
All right. Bye-bye. You made it sound like that was trying to Google the answers over here. And it's like so fresh and new that there's not a whole lot out there, or they're suppressing it. But seriously, Steve Moore is the only person who will ask me, people in interviews will ask rhetorical questions. And so I just sit and pause and wait, but he just also waits. And it makes me super nervous, but I feel so good when I get the question right.
Listen, in the future.
Yeah.
Just say Donald Trump.
I'm going to.
No matter the question.
Like I said, in Sunday school, I went to a Lutheran school, so it kind of applied there too. Highly recommend. If someone asks you a question, you're like, Jesus? And they're like, that's always the answer. But I asked you a math question.
How much did inflation fall in quarter one? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, man. And then you guys say it like that. I was talking to one of our coworkers before, a little bit about politics, but they have nothing to do with politics. And I just know this person personally, have known him for a long time. And I told him, he's like, is it possible that I really like Donald Trump and am really frustrated with him at the same time? I'm like, it's probable. It's not possible. It's probable. I think that's the way a lot of Americans feel. And I think it's important that you talk about it, that you can say, in spite of X, Y, and Z, whatever your concerns are with the man, how in the world could you vote in your own best interest and cast a ballot for Kamala Harris? Somebody make that make sense, because I don't think that you can do it without talking about Donald Trump. And if the response is, I have to talk about Donald Trump because Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy, so we have to make sure we do whatever we can to keep him out of office, which is a phrase that you hear a lot and is very frustrating, then you're telling me that it doesn't matter at all anything that Kamala Harris stands for. You would accept everything solely because Kamala Harris isn't Donald Trump. And I just say, my apologies. But that is an incredibly ignorant point of view. Which is why I keep telling Ryan he should vote for Trump, but he's
I'm on the fence.
Super stubborn.
I'm on the fence. But the only reason I'm considering Kamala is I think Donald Trump is an existential threat to democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that to people like you...
I hope people are tuning in for the first time right now. Go on.
When I say it to people like you, you challenge me and you say, what exactly are you looking forward to about Kamala Harris? And I say, well, her joy. And then you say, here's the best question that you ask me. What exactly are you so afraid that Donald Trump's going to do in this next 4 years that he didn't do before? And I don't really know the answer to that question.
It's where he struggles.
Yeah. As a Kamala supporter, who was a Biden supporter, by the way, I'm only transferring support to Kamala because I was riding with Biden.
Yeah. Now you got a decision to make.
That's a big question.
Which is very impactful for a man of your age now, because your Social Security income here is, you know, in the brink.
I feel as if that was an age-related joke.
No, I'm
because
just,
of my birthday.
I am very respectful of my elders.
Tell you what. You're about a year and a half younger than me.
That's not even true.
And I bet both of us have already gotten AARP materials in the mail.
I never have.
You haven't?
No, but my husband has. Who is a year older than me? And I didn't even show it to him. Is it a missed opportunity? No, it was a choice.
It's ridiculous. I don't think we can be in AARP until you're what, 60? Maybe 55?
50s.
Something like that. But I'm 43. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any today.
It's my favorite number.
Why?
It's my basketball number. It's always been my favorite number.
Oh, great.
I have this thing when I'm coaching sports with the kids, like who's going to get the ball first, who's going to go first, whatever. I always like pick a number one through and then some random number. It's 43 every time.
And they still haven't picked it up?
Not many of them. My daughter, I always like pick the kid who's going to do it. I would do this when my husband, if I was helping coach something boys in grade school years ago. And I never pick my kid. And there are a couple who have caught on to it, and I just pick other people. By the end of the season, you'd think they'd all know. Just pick 43, but they don't.
Mine's always 16. You know why? Brett Hull.
We went Blues. That's not a bad reason. All right.
He was the star in my formative years.
We're going to celebrate Ryan Wiggins for the rest of the show after we talk to Joe Concha. We're going to celebrate Joe Concha first.
Well, I'm going to leave then.
Joe Concha is going to talk, and you know what a Joe Concha interview sounds like.
Yeah.
The words per minute.
High flying.
Off the charts. Joe Concha is going to react to the media coverage of assassination attempt number 2 on Donald Trump when we come back. So buckle up. We'll be right back.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and
get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. Back.
Do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone. And then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted. And it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, like, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
Alex Witt and Elise Jordan on MSNBC doing the equivocal, she was asking for it, analogy there with Donald Trump not doing his part in toning down the rhetoric, which is resulting in a second attempt on his life. Wow. The media today. Joe Concha.
Oh, what you know, Joe.
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
You know, when I'm watching the media reaction to this second attempt, my immediate thought was, I got to go see what Joe Concha is tweeting. And you were right on it, Joe. Welcome back to the show. I guess we expect this stuff right now, but isn't there, shouldn't we be throwing a fit about the way the media is reacting to this second attempt?
We've seen this movie. We saw it in July after Butler, Pennsylvania. We're seeing it again. They're going to blow right by this coverage, and no one's really going to do the investigative work that this absolutely demands. The investigation should be asking the following questions. Has the Secret Service been infiltrated by bad actors out of Iran, for example? I'm reading Susan Crabtree, Real Clear Politics, solid reporter, and she reported back in August that, let's see, long-standing concerns about Iranian infiltration of key U.S. protective agencies has intensified in recent weeks in the wake of the mid-July assassination attempt of former President Trump. She goes on to say that there may be Iranian intelligence assets within the Secret Service. Now, why should we ask that question? Because I keep going back to this. I was on the Big Weekend Show last night. I asked it then. I'll ask it for your audience. How did this gunman know that Donald Trump was even going to be there?
Yes.
Because it wasn't on his public schedule. And you say, well, he was golfing at Mar-a-Lago. Of course, that's an easy thing to guess. No, there is no golf course at Mar-a-Lago. He golfs at two golf courses down there. One in West Palm Beach at Trump International, and he has another property in Jupiter, which is less than 20 miles away. They're about equidistant. And he plays them, kind of goes back and forth because it is kind of boring to play the same course over and over again. So, but how does the gunman know that? How does the gunman get across a highway median with a rifle, then get across this large grassy field, and then is able to perch himself right at the sixth hole as Trump is about to leave the fifth? You have to have inside knowledge in order to do that. Those are way too many coincidences. And if this were a one-time thing, maybe I wouldn't be asking this question with such vigor. But after what we saw in Butler, where they send Trump out onto that stage knowing there was a threat out there, and then a 20-year-old outflanks the entire Secret Service and gets on the one building that had line of sight to Trump. So after a while, I'm well past incompetence at this point, and I'm in a much darker place, and it's not good, and it's up to our media, in addition to the FBI and to Congress, and whoever else would investigate this sort of thing, to be asking these questions and following the facts, because if this is a conspiracy, if it is Iranians actually dictating these assassination attempts, well, they're not going to stop, and eventually they will be successful.
Yeah, it's scary to watch, and we don't want to believe these types of things to be possible, but the second attempt, it makes things a little more clear for people. The charging documents for the gunmen say agents requested T-Mobile on an emergency basis to provide law enforcement with information pertaining to his mobile phone usage. Those records indicated that his mobile phone was located in the vicinity of the area along the tree line from approximately 1:59 a.m. until approximately 1:31 p.m.
Yeah.
The heads up notice on something like this demands answers on how that could be possible.
And it's like an episode out of 24, right? I mean, these are things you've stated it perfectly before, that if you told me this even a couple of years ago, that all these things would be happening, I would say you're crazy. No, there's no way. You know, the Secret Service, more than anything else, you probably have complete trust in. And I do. The people that protect Trump, that are with him, I've met. You know, I flew on his plane a couple of months ago when he had a Wildwood rally. I was covering it, and they offered me a ride, and it beats the middle seat of JetBlue. So you take that offer, believe me.
Yes.
But I spoke to some of the agents then, and they're just like rock solid. So I'm not blaming them. And obviously, were able to scare off this guy by seeing that barrel coming out of the bushes. So yeah, that's great work on the ground. But somewhere within this organization, somebody's given someone a heads up on where Trump's going to be. And if you have that knowledge in advance, that's 95% of the work right there. And oh, by the way, Ryan Roach, the suspect, he's not even from Florida. So how does he
Hawaii.
Know the land so well, right?
Hawaii,
yeah.
Like that's not an Uber. There's definitely something that's going on there. How does he get that rifle? How does he get that information? All of this is stuff that requires answers. And instead of asking those questions and demanding those answers, we hear pundit after pundit right now on a lot of the predictable media types saying, well, you know what? Donald Trump, his tone, it's been a problem. We've told him he needs to tone it down. So are they saying that he's getting what he's asking for here?
Oh, he's wearing too short of a skirt, right?
Yes.
Wore a short skirt. Yeah. Had it coming. He's the one asking for this. Lester Holt. Look, I get I'm going to see that sort of crap on like MSNBC, but on NBC News last night, it's just a couple hours after an assassination attempt. I'll quote Lester Holt. Quote, today's apparent assassination attempt comes amid increasingly fierce rhetoric on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump, his running mate, J.D. Vance, continue to make baseless claims about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio. Okay. So what that does, for starters, whether the dogs are being eaten or not, and Trump shouldn't have gone down that road during the debate, but because we just don't know, right? If you don't know, don't go with it. You very easily could go with the argument, which would have stood up just fine, that in a town like Springfield, Ohio, which had 60,000 residents, well, now they've added 20,000 Haitians to that population. Basically, 25% of the population are now Haitians, and it's affecting quality of life in terms of crime, in terms of driving accidents, in terms of XYZ. He makes that point. We're not talking about it again. But to that point, though, what's hateful about that? What exactly is, how do you put it again? That fierce rhetoric. The fierce rhetoric comes from the left. I mean, that's what I've seen as far as Trump is Hitler. I mean, you remember Brian Stelter had a guest on his show on CNN, and the guest said that Trump has killed more people than Stalin, Hitler, and Mao combined.
Oh my gosh.
And then people called out Stelter for it, and he's like, oh, well, my audio went out at the time. I didn't hear him say that. Oh, shut up. You're the worst liar. I swear, you're not good at this. So, as far as like Trump's rhetoric has led to this moment, no. That's not it at all. What's led to this moment could be something far, far worse, far darker, and that is Iranians or some sort of bad actors infiltrating our intelligence agencies and trying to take out the guy they know would be infinitely tougher on them than Kamala Harris could ever dream of being.
Yeah, you're spot on. Joe Concha speaking with us right now. Appreciate having you on to talk about this today. I don't know what the American people's natural reaction is. Everybody, there's polls. We can look at polls, and I don't really believe polls with too much faith. They're just kind of interesting to watch trends over the course of time. But, you know, I got to think that there aren't a lot of Americans out there that think that there is any justification on attempting to take Donald Trump's life. And with the immediate responses to this second event going straight to criticisms of Donald Trump's tone, that's got to be off-putting for anybody who hasn't had their mind made up for 8 years already.
But that's right. I mean, I keep hearing about independent voters or undecided voters. It's as far as like the way Trump performed at the debate, the pressure was on Kamala Harris, I thought, because we don't know who she is. She had to define herself, or at least tell us, hey, what is your policy on inflation or taxes? We never got any of that, right? She didn't answer one question. And then we see Obviously, ABC News, 5 fact checks of Donald Trump, 0 of Kamala Harris, 6 follow-ups of Donald Trump, 0 of Kamala Harris. And I don't know how much you've been paying attention to this particular affidavit that's come out recently,
yes.
Annie. And look, I don't know whether it's true or not. All right. I just don't. The sourcing, you know, I think the guy's name is Black Insurrectionist on Twitter. This isn't coming from, you know, Bloomberg or, you know, Real Clear Politics or something. This is, you know, we don't know. But the affidavit, what I do know is, yes, it was written and signed on September 9th, that was the day before the debate, and everything the guy predicted about the debate, in other words, what he said he knew from within ABC as an employee, that they agreed not to fact check Kamala Harris, they agreed not to ask her anything about Joe Biden's health and her cover up of it, they all came true. So I'm just putting that out there that if that is true, and I'm putting a big if around
sure.
that, I want to, the guy says he has tapes, I want to hear the tapes. The tapes are true, ABC News is finished as an organization, and then Kamala Harris, I think, is finished as a candidate because it'll show that she had to cheat to win that particular debate, and it was obvious that she was a lot more composed than she normally is, and you have to ask yourself, why was that?
You know, you just got to ask yourself, Joe, and you do this on a regular basis. You call this out, especially on X, with regularity, but there are no instances where the oopsies or the finger on the scale in the system where it leans to Donald Trump ever. And it is mind-blowing to me. The negative coverage, it's like 95% negative coverage for Donald Trump and like 89 or 90% positive for Kamala Harris. That Donald Trump still manages to cut through in a lot of these polls is actually winning even potentially the popular vote, that his policies, there's something about this man that is still popular enough under all of this protest from the people who are supposed to be advocating for the voter and for truth, regardless of whom it helps, that Donald Trump still manages to cut through with the support that he has.
It's amazing because he's consistent. You know, he doesn't. He's not a flip flopper like Kamala Harris is. He's not saying anything to get elected like she is at this point. And you just know the brand. I mean, you could like the guy or not like the guy in terms of his personality. The very basic question that this election comes down to, and it's a very easy contrast binary choice: were you better off when Trump was president, or were you better off when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in office? And if enough people in the right states, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, if they ask themselves that question and they say, all right, I don't really like Trump's personality that much, but for my family, for its safety, for its prosperity, I felt better when Trump was in office than he wins this election. You see polls now with Kamala Harris with a slight lead, but I think Trump supporters are vastly undercounted, and we've seen it in every election, right? Like Joe Biden was up by 8 points at this stage of the election, and he won by a whisker.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton was up even more and she lost. So I read polls now and I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it means anything. Now, all of that said, Annie, and then I know we got to go, but I think Trump should do one more debate, but do a town hall.
That's what I said. Yes.
Demand it be on Fox because you could trust the moderators there. And then by and large, just the audience will be asking most of the questions. And that's how it should be. Right. So that's what you should do.
Yeah. Connects the candidate with the voters. And I want to see what Kamala Harris looks like talking to voters. Absolutely.
Yeah, she won't agree to it, though.
Yeah.
A 1,000 years she will not agree to it. I mean, think about this for a second. She apparently has all this momentum coming out of this debate. And she still won't sit down with, like, The View or Rachel Maddow? Like, really?
Yeah.
They're that scared? No. This is the strategy going forward. So, yeah, if she agrees to a debate, it'll only be, like, with, okay, but only on NBC. No.
Mm-hmm.
You don't agree to anything unless it's on Fox, and it's that simple.
Yeah. Amen. That's where the viewers are and the
voters.
That's
a good point. Yes.
If you want to be seen, well, maybe now we understand. Joe Concha, thank you. Always love having you.
Bye, Annie.
Bye. See you soon. Fox News contributor. His book is Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkey, which is available right now. I highly encourage you read it. It's a really, really good look at the progress, to use a phrase, of the Democrat Party over time, and why so many Democrats right now, regardless of whether they're diving into like ultra MAGA supporter, red hat wearing Trump supporters, they're looking at their Democrat Party that they've known and supported in the past and going, this is not for me anymore. Love to have Joe Concha on the show. Let's take a quick break. Ryan Wiggins, birthday boy, coming back in here in the next segment. Let's talk about this YouTube live chat poll. Do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised? What a question to be asking right now. We've got over 230 votes on the poll right now. I need your voice because I'm looking at these results right now and I'm concerned. Go vote. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back. Results, right?
No, I haven't seen them.
I'm kind of shocked at them right now. I'm not going to give them to you. So if you haven't voted yet, I want to get a like a resounding response.
Before you say what it is.
Well, yeah, we'll give the results at 255 ish every day. Sometimes it's 257 when Ryan reminds me after the show that I should have given the results.
Yeah.
That
sometimes,
happened once.
Yeah, so, and sometimes if you're not here, it'll be like 241.
You just go for it?
Like the fill-in hosts, I'm always like, hey, we give the results at the very end. And they're like, oh, okay, it's the last segment. And
no,
then it's like the
but the
first
very
thing.
End, the,
no,
very
the very end.
End
of the very
the
end.
The very end, yeah. So yeah. The YouTube question, and how you people will say to me when we meet them at the debate party or whatever, like, I don't know how to get to the poll. It is simple, but I understand if you haven't seen it yet that it might not feel simple to you. So let me just walk you through the steps real quick. You open up YouTube on your computer. You got a YouTube app on your phone. You open up YouTube and you type in my name, Annie Frey, N-F-R-E-Y, A-N-N-I-E-F-R-E-Y. We're going to pop up. You're going to see our channel there. You're going to see that we're broadcasting live because for 3 hours a day, we're saying hi to the people on the cameras in the studio and watching the chat as people come through. We've got 152 people on YouTube alone right now. And what are you doing?
I'm just staring into the camera.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, like, no, I'm staring. No, you thought I was watching the news. No.
I did. I was commercial asking people to sue about baby formula or something.
Yeah, no.
you had this look on your face like something amazing was happening.
No, it was me indulging in myself.
Yeah. Welcome to Monday.
Happy birthday.
Annie Frey on YouTube. We're broadcasting live. You can always come watch us. I don't know that you have to subscribe to the channel to vote, but if you look where the live chat is on the live broadcast, that's why we call it the YouTube live chat poll, to be specific as to where it is. So you got to go to the broadcast on YouTube and where we're having this conversation. Once you find it and you join us, it's a lot of fun. Got a lot of people chatting there throughout the course of the day. And then you can also, if you so choose, determine that you want to leave a comment about the poll. So I want to ask you guys what you think about this. But first, Hunter responds to the question, do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised? He says, it really depends on the definition of compromised. But I think their purpose isn't being focused on 100% of the time. So their mission has been compromised. That's kind of an interesting way to react to it. Lisa said, if it is government run, it is corrupt at some level. I do not believe everyone in the organization, in the organizations are corrupt, but definitely the upper echelon. I would love to think it's not, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see here. Andy, I wanted to read his. Compromised in what way? Are they intentionally not protecting him? No. Are they incapable due to budget, lack of resources, difficulties in protecting someone who is so visible? Yes. I think that's also an interesting perspective of it. I don't know 100% where I fall on this because there's a huge part of me that does not want to willfully believe that the Secret Service can be compromised this way. Ryan, you go first. What do you think?
I am willing to entertain really any allegation anywhere about anything, but I just don't see this one yet. I'm a no on this poll. And there are other things that I think I'm way more prone to believe there are like some sort of conspiratorial elements to this one. I just don't think there is, partially because they got the guy this time. He wasn't able to fire a shot at the president. It does look like he was waiting there to fire a shot at the president. He wasn't able to. So that means the Secret Service did their job. Could have they have done this better where the guy wouldn't have been even waiting in the bushes at all to take a shot? Yes, they could have. But ultimately nothing happened here. That's good news. The same would be true of the Pennsylvania rally shooting. If they had stopped that kid before he was able to take a shot, that would have been a success. Should somebody be getting into a rally with a gun, period? No. So there's elements to this.
Or
you go, yeah, there's elements you kind of go, well, things could have been done better the whole time. And that's where the conspiracy to me is. Are they giving Trump the B team? You know, that's where I think the discussion is for me.
Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw was talking about this. I guess this is from yesterday.
Well, you got to understand the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery. So when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight. All right. And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. But because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes at a golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter. But the Secret Service did exactly what they should have done. They provided exactly what the protection should have been, and their agent did a fantastic job.
So, Brad, what do you think? Do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised?
I voted yes on the poll, and the reason I voted yes was because I'm not viewing this as compromised, as somebody maliciously got in there and has flipped some people in within the Secret Service.
Which some people are saying is possible.
It's possible. Yeah, they're saying is possible. My thoughts are more that there is some level of incompetence or failure, which or a weak point that in anything that's a compromise. If there's a weak point in a bridge, that bridge becomes compromised. It's not that somebody got in there and made that point weak, just time, fatigue, whatever, complacency. I think that there's something in the Secret Service right now that they haven't had to really face many threats on any of the people that they're supposed to be protecting as of late. And they've kind of gotten complacent. I think that the thing in Butler woke them up, which is why I think that the Secret Service shot first this time, or allegedly shot first this time. I don't think they waited to see what this was.
Yeah, I don't think any bullets were fired from the gunman.
As far as I understand it, there were not.
But to not be patrolling the perimeter, I keep seeing the map of it, and that where they found this guy was the road was right next to it.
Yeah.
To not be patrolling the perimeter is wild, because even at my church, we have security people go out and walk the perimeter of our property.
But at the same time, his phone was there at 1:59 a.m.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know how much he was camouflaged in that instance, but it seems like he gained access early. Gary says, I'll say yes, but they could also be becoming incompetent, which is what Brad is saying here. If the agents were two holes ahead of Trump, why did they open fire knowing there was a road in the background? Lots of questions. Well, you know, I don't know the logistics. I don't know if we have all of the information to understand the angle. And if you're going to shoot a bullet, you need to know where that bullet is going to be made to stop. But incompetence, negligence, malfeasance, these are questions that need to be asked. And if it isn't something nefarious, they should be able to come out and tell us the truth so that we can understand for ourselves why it's not nefarious. What happened? I mean, this is going to become like school shootings. We know the Georgia school shooting that just happened. We know that there's another one coming. We just know. We live in that world now. We're two attempts on Donald Trump's life in. Do you feel like if you were Eric Trump, or if you're Melania Trump, do you feel like, okay, they're going to implement the things to stop this from happening again, my husband, my dad is safe? I don't.
No, I don't either. You know what? After the first one, I felt like, okay, now they're really going to have their act together, which in a sense they did here. They got the guy. But it also makes you think, okay, now we're two in. That means that we have another month. And maybe, you know, if he wins, you're going to have 4 years possible of this, hopefully of, like you said, increased security, because he would be the president at that point. But it does make you think maybe we're just entering a new phase where this becomes the norm. And that is a frightening thought, because this has always been like, oh, that's other countries. No, that's here now.
I'm not a good faith person. Like, I don't want to. I'm not the person who's like, well, I feel like we should trust them until we have evidence explicitly to suggest otherwise. That's not really who I am. But I very much don't want to believe a possibility that exists out there that Iran, who knowingly wants to kill Donald Trump, could find its way into weakening the system enough to make that possible.
That's a frightening thought.
And here's the other thing. I don't think we're ever going to know the answer to that question.
We're not in a place where Iran seems strong enough to do that. What scares me is that we're in a weakened state enough that that could happen.
And that's because we continue to hear politically people talking about how Donald Trump needs to be stopped, that he's Hitler, and that he's a threat to democracy. We can do way better on our own. We can clean up our own house first. Let's talk more about it in 2 o'clock hour. Come join us on the NFR YouTube channel. Back in a minute.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.